Hey, Coach, how do you feel the newcomers to the defensive rotation played on Saturday, in particular Frechette and Boumediene?
Yeah, I thought as a whole the D core played pretty well. Sasha is very young. I think he may be the youngest player in college hockey. So I thought he handled himself very well. He keeps getting better every week, understanding how we want to play. He's got a lot of confidence with the puck. He makes really good outlet passes. For him, it's just, he's playing against older players is, obviously going to be a little bit of a challenge for him. But I've seen huge strides in his game just from the start of preseason. And I think he'll continue to get better every week. And Mick, didn't get a lot of ice time for us last year, but he's made huge improvements in his game just from being, committed every day in practice last year, having an understanding of how we want to play. So I thought he was really good in game one. So real happy with Mick Frechette right now.
Eli, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. We saw Tom Willander kind of looked like a take a puck to the back of the head today during one of the drills. Any concern there? Any is he how's he doing, I guess, is my question.
No, Tom's fine. Yeah, he'll be fine. We don't play till Saturday. I would, from what I was told, he's gonna be fine for tomorrow. He just, I think, maybe needs a couple stitches, but he's okay.
Back to Mitch.
Jeremy Swayman had said that he was working with BU throughout camp. Just how did that come about, and what was that like for the guys to have him around the rink?
Yeah, so Swayman, he has a relationship with myself, Kim Brandvold, and Ken Whittier. We obviously all worked for the Bruins at one point. It was at a time when Jeremy was kind of coming into the organization, and so we have a good relationship with him. He trains here in the summertime with Kenny, so he was just using our facilities. So it was great to have him around. The guys could talk to him, especially the goalies, just kind of bounce different things off him. So yeah, it's always great when you have someone that plays in the National Hockey League to be around guys that aspire to be in the National Hockey League. He has good advice for him, and Jeremy's a great kid, very humble. So it was great for our guys to just see the way he works every day in the gym. Now, he'd be going on the ice a lot on his own or with Kim, so it was fun to see that.
George, go ahead.
Coach, congrats on the win the other night. You had such a strong impact, on this school with winning here and in the NHL as well. What does it mean to you when you see Evan Rodriguez get his championship ring? Many players from the school are playing on opening night rosters, including, players that you coached, and the team is still really successful many years after you played here. Just what's it like to see the BU culture still going strong and the success as well.
Yeah, it's great to see. I just always look back to my experience here and how much I enjoyed it and how much it helped me in my career. And anytime you see another BU player have success, and there's a lot that have had a lot of success in the National Hockey League, and Eichel winning it the year before and having Erod win it this year was great to see. They're both great guys, and they both really still care a lot about the program. They give back a lot to our program and to our guys. So it's always great to see. And we want the history and tradition of BU hockey to stay strong for a long time. So it's awesome to see those guys have success.
Claire, go ahead.
Hi, Coach. I just wanted to ask, we had goals from Cole Hudson and Cole Eiserman both last weekend. I just wanted to ask about kind of the confidence level of this freshman group and how they're adjusting to the college level.
Yeah, those guys have a lot of confidence. Cole, Camille, and well, both Coles and Camille, they have a lot of experience playing against college teams. Their team last year played, I don't have the exact number, but it had to be 15 games against Division I college games. So I'm sure they're comfortable playing in this environment, playing against older players. They've already done it, so they have a little bit of a leg up, maybe on some of the other guys that haven't played against older players on a regular basis, and they've handled themselves very well. And they're both, all three of those guys, that NDTP guys, are they come in clearly with a lot of confidence, and they've been top players for a long time. So I think they feel like they fit very nicely.
I'll go to George.
Yeah, coach, just it seems like year in and year out at schools like Boston University and other big programs, you know, they have the advantage of having guys that come in that played together before, like at the program or Shattuck or schools like that. How do you balance trying to, you know, preach what you wanna, you know, bring to them each day and the systems you guys wanna run versus just, hey, these guys have this chemistry and we should really go with it as well?
Well, I think it, guys from they go from team to team. A lot of coaches have different kind of structure and systems they want to run, but good players can really adapt to any system. And there's a ton of different systems you can run, a ton of different structure, but it's really about just getting your players to buying into playing that way. And the guys here have done that, so it's great to see. It's really just, you know, these guys are competitive guys. They want to do things the right way. We have a good group of players here that care a lot, so that goes a long way for our guys, especially the new guys that come in. They see the guys that are here and what they're doing, and they want to follow along.
I got time for one more if it's out there. We'll go back to Claire.
Ryan Green had two goals last weekend and he was also named one of the team captains this summer. And I just was wondering if you could speak to his development as a player and as a leader on this team.
Yeah, he keeps getting better every year. He's maturing too, not only on the ice but off the ice. I think Ryan probably had an opportunity to move on after the year last year, but he felt like he needed one more year. So I respect him a lot for making that decision, because it's not an easy decision when a NHL team comes calling, and for him to be able to understand that maybe he needs one more year just of maturity, I think goes a long way. And that's what kind of Ryan's all about. He's enjoyed his time here and he's had a lot of success here. And I think that's a big reason why he was named captain. He's been a big part of us reaching the Frozen Four the last 2 years. So he just wants to continue to round out his game. I think he's mature enough now too to know what makes him successful. I think if you saw the other night, he was excellent defensively, number one, but offensively, he was really getting inside, getting to the net, and that's only going to help his game. And he's looked excellent since we started the preseason, and clearly the other night was the best player on the ice.